Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Another one of those. This is for my Q. Down to earth, go in peace, baby. You know how we roll. There's so many that don't know.
They don't know.
This is out to my Q. Rest in peace, baby.
They don't know.
The drugs, the children, the thugs, the tears, the hugs, the love, the slugs, the funerals, the wakes, the churches, the coffins, the heartbroken mothers. It happens too often. The problems, the things we use to solve them. Yonkers, the Bronx, Brooklyn, Harlem, the hurt, the pain, the dirt, the rain, the jerk, the fame, the work, the game, the friends, the foes, the bends, the fight, the studios, the shows, come to the goes, the jealousy, the envy.
Hey, DMX, they don't know who we be, but they know where they better be. They know where they better be. So 5 o'clock Tuesday evening, huh? You know what I'm talking about? It's quarter time.
Yes, indeed.
They don't know. They don't know. Let me. I'm trying to figure a quick word rearrange, Lady T. I already got you. Let me see. DMV, Lady T. Yeah. DMV, Lady T. Them bammers ain't ready. What it do, co-host with D-Most? Huh? Always ready to get those. Hey, man.
That's you. I'm just here for the ride, my brother.
Well, I mean, the ride was, you know when you go on that road trip, you gotta have wingman. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You gotta have somebody that when you like, I need a piece of chicken. Here you go. They got that piece of chicken waiting for you. Man, I need something to drink. Here you go. Got that drink
here
waiting
for
you. You know what I'm talking about? You know? Yeah. So, and guess what? The driver only does as good as the co-host, co-pilot, co-driver does. You know what I'm talking about? So, hey, it's a U.S. us time. You know what I'm talking about? They don't know who we be. Hey. How was your weekend, sis? How was the weekend?
Well, you know, I came in contact with somebody who had COVID, me and Tane. So, you know, the grandbaby is here, so I got to wear my mask for at least a couple of days. I took the test, but she running through the house, so I want to still be safe.
You got to.
We came in contact with somebody who has, you know, COVID. So they said, just quarantine yourself for a little while, and then retake the test. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to quarantine for this week, and then we're going to retake the test.
Okay. That's smart. No need to overreact, you know what I mean?
Right.
I think with a lot of us, we've given COVID more power and credit than we could have. So, you know, that's cool. That's a cool thing. Girl, yesterday, look, nothing bad at all, but I had an eye appointment at the doctor's and forgot.
Uh-huh.
And then they sent me a text message and said, don't forget tomorrow's eye appointment, 9:30 a.m., be there.
And you still
so
remember?
Like, no. I forgot until I received the text.
Once I received the text,
then I, you know, called the job, confirmed it with them, you know, let them know what was going on, you know, that I wasn't going to be able to make it yesterday because I had this eye appointment. So
right.
I go into the eye doctor's. Therese, I'm trying to tell you. I don't know what it is about the Kaiser Permanente building in Camp Daggone Springs, but every time I don't know why my blood pressure, that joker was like, I mean, it wasn't as bad as it has been, but it wasn't as good as I like it to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? I'm going to have to stop coming to this Kaiser. And the nurse was like, why, Mr. McClain? Why you not going to, what is it about this Kaiser that you don't like? I said, I don't like what y'all do to my blood pressure when I come here. She said, what we do to your blood pressure? I said, yeah. I said, every time I just went and had a colonoscopy a couple of weeks ago, and without even taking my blood pressure medicine, things were lower than they are now. And I just took my blood pressure medicine not even 3 hours ago, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it's just something about this building. You guys make my blood pressure rise. And she said, well, we don't want to do that. We don't. And I'm like, okay, I bet you I don't want you to do that more than you don't want to do that, you know?
So
I, you know, took my eye test. My eyes were actually not worse than they were, but not as good as they used to be, which I expected. You know, I'm 51 now, so why would I expect to still have 25, you know? What's up?
I got 20/20, and I'm 52.
I understand that. But do you have diabetes?
I got high blood pressure.
Do you have diabetes?
Diabetes
affects your vision. So that
you're right.
So that was the main focus of attention. You know, what is going on with the diabetes, da 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 da. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm going to say this. I've been on y'all medication prescribed to me for almost 2 years now. There's no reason my diabetes should still be the same. I'm taking as much as you're telling me to take it, and I'm taking it as often as you're telling me to take it. So something got to give here, for real. Something got to give. But,
bro, you got to eat right, too. You got to eat right.
Right.
You eating pork? No, you eat pork.
No, I don't.
Pork is
no, I don't.
You don't eat
no,
pork?
I don't.
You don't eat bacon?
No.
You don't eat bacon?
No, no. If I eat bacon,
okay.
It's turkey bacon. If I eat bacon,
okay.
It's turkey bacon. And I'm even getting a distinct dislike for that. You know what I mean? The place that I was going to, they make the turkey bacon, and you know, I don't know.
Yeah, but some got to eat.
Not,
yeah, some got. If you're doing all the right things, like you said,
yes,
I'm with you. I'm in your corner 1,000%. Some got to give.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. You know, give me something that works for real. Cut this crap out.
Exactly.
Going back and forth with this mess. Shoot,
come on,
God,
with
make
it.
Make me lose my mind up in here.
Okay, up in here. Yes. Come on, DMX. And we do not own the rights to the music, y'all. We do not own the rights to the music. Let me just go ahead and say that.
Nope. No, we do not own the rights to the music, but guess what? The lyrics
we
is
like
mine.
Okay.
The lyrics are kill made. So, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And Chris made. Every now and then, y'all, don't let Tree fool y'all. Every now and then, she try to bust a little rap. She try to bust one on us. All right, y'all, that's never that great talk. Today on Kale's Corner, we will discuss the college football. They played the championship games this weekend, and we're going to discuss the up-and-coming bowl games, and we're also going to discuss the four teams that are in this college football playoff, you know. And I'm going to, you know what? I never knew there was a Duke's mayonnaise bowl.
Yep. Duke.
There's a Duke's mayonnaise bowl, man. Are you
yep,
serious?
Just like that Fiesta bowl.
No, I knew there was a Fiesta bowl. You know, if for nothing else, the song Fiesta, Fiesta.
I
heard them play the song at the bowl game, and I was like, okay, yeah, that's cool. But I ain't never heard no Duke's mayonnaise. Duke's mayonnaise. I ain't never heard that. You know what I mean? The NBA has released another draft of their top 10 teams. We're going to discuss that. We're going to discuss a few players who have awakened in the past few weeks of NBA basketball. Congratulations, Golden State, Lakers, and the Clippers. There was a Paul George and Kawhi Leonard signing on the floor the other day. And we're going to discuss Russell Westbrook. Did you see when Antetokounmpo was at the free throw line the other night and Westbrook started counting one Mississippi, two Mississippi? Yes. And the referees call the technical foul on Antetokounmpo, and which they took the free throw away and awarded the Lakers the ball. So starting to look, we gotta keep an eye on that because that's funny. I wonder how many other teams are going to take that page out of Westbrook's book because that joke, that was funny. That was real funny, you know. NFL Week 13. What did you learn from watching the game? Hey, boy. Yeah. Lady T reveals the Week 13 winner from Lady T's picks. You know, all these topics and much, much more today. And I'm going to tell you, Therese, when I say much more, at some particular point in time of today's conversation,
it's going to be much more.
I feel it's going to be when we bring in Huckleberry, because Huckleberry always say, hey, you know what? I got one more thing. Did y'all see or did y'all hear or do y'all know? And I'm going to just say much more.
Yep.
You know what I mean? On today's Kale's Corner episode, sports talk on a whole new level. You know what we're talking about?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Did you see that? Know what we talking about? Yeah, baby. Gotta switch it up. Gotta go brand new right now and then. Yeah, talking about. Know what we talking about. All right, y'all. Buckle up. Get ready. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back. This don't hype me, y'all. He's going to growl in a minute. I just had to give y'all a little bit of that. That ain't motivating nobody. It motivated the hell out of me. I'm trying to tell you, I'm feeling in the beans. College football, man. And you know what? Let me go on the record of saying this right now. I'm not mad at Deion Sanders. I'm not upset with Deion Sanders. What? I'm not going to be one of those people who are saying he two-faced, he a lie, he this, he that. The only thing I am going to say is, Deion, be careful of the promises, or to the extent that you're willing to go to make people stand behind you. That's what I'll say. Because, yes, everything that he said led one to believe that there was no turning around, no walking away, none of that when it came to Kansas State and Deion Sanders.
Colorado.
Came with, that's my co-host, yeah. Colorado came in $1 million a year, okay?
Yep.
$5 million a year.
$5 million.
And what did he do? He jumped at that five, man. He jumped at that five. And I have not one problem with it, because at the end of the day, a man's responsibility is to take care of his family.
Yeah.
To make sure his family is well off for generations to come. So I have no problem. And listen, I've even told people in conversation, Deion Sanders did nothing that I wouldn't have done. I would have done the same thing. Yeah, but what about the promises he made? And he was speaking to these people and this and that and the other. Man, promises are made to be broken. Okay.
Well, he kept
promises.
His promises. He kept all of his promises.
Exactly.
He kept all of his promises.
Exactly.
He kept them all.
Two,
and he led them all the way to an undefeated season.
And two, we're talking about a school who didn't have any before he came.
Nothing. They didn't have a uniform. They didn't have nothing.
Now, I will say this. A lot of the recruits, the top flight recruits in the country came to Kansas State because Deion was
Colorado.
There. No, I'm talking about Kansas now.
Oh, he's in Kansas. Gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah. Before he clicked his heels and said there's no place
like Colorado.
I know
that's right.
You know, but a lot of top recruits, I forgot the young man's name, the cornerback who signed up with Kansas and who was the number one recruit coming out of high school. And I mean, all the way down the board, linemen, tight ends, linebackers, defensive tackles, everything chose Kansas because Deion was there, okay?
Yeah.
Deion is going to Colorado. And let me just say this. Deion is going to have a lot of those kids. Now, today was the transfer portal. Today started that. Monday started that.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
we're going to see a lot of kids transfer because they're following
mm-hmm.
Deion. They're following Deion. And I for one, and I hope that I'm not alone when I say this. I think Kansas got what they paid for and then some. Unlimited TV time, a better football program, support
mm-hmm.
from athletes all over. You know, I don't really see Deion's move as a bad move, as so many people are saying it is. I really don't. What about you, T?
I love the move, and I love mm-hmm. the way he explained it, why he was leaving, you know what I'm saying, why he was leaving, his reasoning for leaving. he was like, everybody has to be elevated. Everybody, mm-hmm. at some point in their life, you have to elevate yourself. If you, mm-hmm. if you can't get that elevation at the where you're at, you have to leave. You have to leave that situation so you can be elevated. And that's what he was telling the kids. He was like, look, don't never, even in your life, don't stay somewhere and get comfortable, you know what I'm saying, in that situation unless that's what you want. If you want more for yourself, you have to elevate yourself. And if that means going somewhere else to be elevated, his check went from $500,000 to $5 million. Sign me up. Sign me up right now.
In all actuality, the check was $300,000. that's what Kansas was paying.
That's crazy.
$300,000 a year compared to $5 million a year. There's no comparison. There's no squam, no beef. None of that when it comes to that man making his move. Let's go to much more on this.
Let me say this one thing Eric had to say, and I do agree with Eric 100%. He said Deion Sanders did his part at Jackson State, mm-hmm. but Jackson State mm-hmm. didn't step up with the resources in return. So he don't blame him for leaving under those circumstances.
I agree, come on, y'all. Let's keep it real. And I'm so, excuse me, y'all, because I kept saying Kansas is Jackson. You're right on that, Eric. Thank you for the correction, bruh. But Jackson State couldn't compete with the Colorados, the Kansas States.
What he's saying is he gave them what he said he was going to do. They didn't give him what they said that they were going to do. You know what I mean?
They gave him all they could offer him. Is it fair to say that?
Well, they should have said that in the beginning instead of they promised things that they couldn't deliver on.
Like what?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure it out now. Why would he leave? Maybe it was the money. That's what I'm saying. Well, no. I'm saying because he got money. You see what I'm saying? Like he got a lot of money. He made money. He made a whole lot of money playing a game. He made a whole lot of money going from different team to different team, different contracts, all that. Deion got money. So it can't be just the money.
Let's say this. Treece selling Nike mm-hmm. sweatshirts. Nike comes mm-hmm. to Treece and say, we'll offer you X millions of dollars to design sweatsuits for us. Now, you're making good money selling them, but you're getting better money designing them. And you'll have, with more money, you have more flexibility in your life. So Jackson State just could not afford, they were the little pawn. And the problem that a lot of people have, they're saying Deion just cast his rod in that little pond for the attention from other schools. Well, listen, let's be real. So did Nick Saban. So did Urban Meyer. So did almost every big-name coach in college football did the exact same thing that Deion Sanders did. And we had no problem with these guys doing that.
The only thing with that is the skin color. It's about the skin color and making people want to come back to HBCU schools. That's what his motto, his thing was. Like, bring, we want to keep the kids in HBCU. You know what I'm saying? That's what we want to do. We want to do that. But the school facilities was crap. Like, they couldn't even get the facilities up to par.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, Dion can't do everything. He can't. Y'all got to meet that man halfway, some kind of way in this thing that we call life. You got to meet him halfway, or at least down the street. You want him to get all the kids to come to the school. Now I got to fix the facilities up. I got to get new uniforms. I got to do everything. Like, that's not fair. And I want out for him. And I mean, you know, like, come on. And then, Aaron said he got a better chance at getting better talent in a D1 school. So, I mean, you know,
I'm going to say this. Now, Aaron, on that comment, and after this comment, we're going to go to the Huckleberry. We're going to go to our Huckleberry.
Okay.
We saw Dion get top-notch talent at Jackson State. So it doesn't matter where Dion is. The kids are going to follow him. The kids are going to follow him. And that corner, that cornerback, that number one recruit, was not the only number one recruit that was on that Jackson State team. You understand
his
me?
Son was
so.
On
Yeah, and his son wasn't the number one recruit, though. His son wasn't the number one
there.
Recruit.
He really close. He close.
Well, they playing quarterback now. Oh, jeez. Come on, come on, 57. Come
true.
On, 57.
Hey, Hop. What's up, Hop? Take your phone off mute.
Yes, please. Okay. All right, let's go to Ronnie.
Can you hear me?
Oh, there you go.
We hear you, man.
Come on, lady.
Let me say this. Bear with me here for a minute. There was
okay.
no squabble between Jackson State and Deion Sanders. Deion
right.
did what he said he was going to do. Jackson
yep.
State did what they said
mm,
they could
so
do
much.
And what they could do. There was no
right.
problem. He elevated the school. He helped build
yep.
the program up. He offered to recruit. If you come here, I'll make you a winner. And he did exactly
right.
what
he
said
did.
He was going to do.
Now, that's right, 57.
Dion also, along the way, he let the school know. And in every conference that he had, he let everybody know, if another offer came along, I would be a fool not to look at it.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
I think more than just the money, and the money is good, Dion is on a mission. And I think
mm-hmm.
that mission is to elevate a substance we haven't seen in college football and in the pros. We don't see,
okay.
and I'm not black or white, but we don't see
right.
a lot of head coaches in football who are of minority color. We don't see any
okay.
owners in professional football who are
mm-hmm.
Minority color. I don't think
right.
it's anything about race or he's trying to do anything. I think he's just trying to elevate a situation that needs to be raised, and he's the one right now that I think can do it.
Before
I know the money
example,
is good,
example,
but I don't think it's just the money. I think it's more than
that's
that.
What I say.
I think it's more
yeah,
than
it's
that.
More than, yeah. I think he's trying to be a pioneer for the situation for
exactly.
us, for the black coaches. Like, he's trying to pave a way for us. Just follow my footsteps is what he's saying. Just follow behind me. I'm going to lead the way. I'm leading the way.
You know, and I don't think it's just for blacks. I think it's for just black
no, it's for
women.
Young coaches.
Everything.
Young coaches.
Yeah,
that's
anybody
struggling.
That's oppressed. Young people.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Black Spanish and Native Americans. Yeah, I believe all that.
Come on, Ron.
Is it because? Hey, look. Is it because You know, everybody talk about the Big Ten. Everybody talk about the, you know, the Southeast Conference. Now he coming to be a coach at the Pac division, the West. You go against U.S., you know, you elevate USC, UCLA, and everything like that, and possibly going to take Colorado to the national championship, hypothetically speaking. It could happen. I mean, Jackson State, I ain't know who they were to Deion Sanders, you know, Rab did. Who's to say he going to elevate the Pac-10? Pac-10 might be the conference to watch next year, him being the coach alone.
Right.
I mean,
right.
That's a good thing. I'm with it. I hope he do.
Yeah.
I hope he do.
Well,
it's fresh blood. Just like the Nick Saban, like he thought he was getting in. I'm so glad they let him in. I'm so glad. The Alabama is not in it. I'm so glad. I'm sick of seeing them every year. I'm sick of seeing Ohio State, too. Mm-hmm. They made it. They in it. But Alabama, Nick Saban, y'all go home and sit down.
The competition finally elevated themselves to be, you know, past Alabama's level. You know, if you're gonna beat the champ, you got to be better than the champ. You know,
yeah.
And Alabama was the champ for a long time.
And look, 57 that you said that. Since Alabama has been competing, this is the second time that they have missed the playoffs. Okay, this is the second time.
Well, let's say
in the bowl game.
Let's say the promise that was made to college football fans wide abroad has been lived up to, because we were told.
Yeah.
They were going to make it so that all teams had an opportunity, meaning all schools can now pay players, can set aside a stipend more than just a scholarship, more than just offering these guys a scholarship. Because let's look at it the real way, man. If you are number one recruit, you all that in college football, a scholarship ain't going to do you a hill of beans because you're going to the NBA, NFL, NBA, whatever. You're going to the next level. So the things that you need to be prepared for in this life, dealing with this life, are a lot different from that kid who may not be that number one recruit. And the college game is far or higher level that his game reaches, you know, and so college football promised us that we would see this. We would see Alabama out of it. You know what I mean? We would see USC and Penn State and Clemson out of it. And now TCU. How long have we seen TCU? And I'll be the first to admit it. Nobody else has to. But I'll be the first to admit, when TCU came up in conversation, it was a giggle or a laugh to me. Because TCU has had some good players. They have had some players that have gone on to the NFL and made a difference. But they were always a running joke. Always. Well, now that they have the talent level to match a Ohio State, to match a Alabama. And another thought, real quick, I just thought of this. Do you guys think Nick Saban's coaching ability will come under question now that everybody is getting those top athletes? Because some guys don't want to go to Alabama. They want to stay at home and play. They want to be near their home. They don't want to go to Alabama. The only thing that kept them going to Alabama was constantly, like Tree said, winning the championship. Alabama was that school that was always getting that media press. But now it's everywhere. So kids don't have to go there. So was it Nick Saban's coaching or was it just the talent that he had on the field? You know, that's a question that we have to ask. Okay.
It's everybody in the Southeast Conference. Georgia, LSU, it's always somebody in the Southeast Conference in the way anyways. Not just Alabama.
Yeah.
Somebody all the conference
I believe that.
Yeah, but we all
Eric
know.
Eric says Alabama fans ain't even tripping. They know they'll be back next year.
They think they'll be back next year.
That's crazy.
That's cool. You can have a thought that you're going to be, but dog, we're entering into the realm of college football where nothing is promised. Nothing is promised. You know?
That money out there, and Alabama got plenty of it. So I ain't gonna say Alabama is gone yet or their demise because they got that money.
Well, they're gone this year.
He got that money.
They're gone this year.
Yeah, they're gone this year. Okay, well, they're gone this year. They're gone, not in the championship game, but they still out there.
Yeah, they get a bowl game, but, you know, yeah.
I don't count it as bull.
As far as what we're used to seeing with Alabama, you know, that January the 1st game, that ain't for them this year. Come on in here, bro. What's up, Tane? How you feeling, bro?
Hey, Tane.
Cheers to the family. Much love and respect. How everybody doing today?
What's up, baby boy?
Hey, what up, man?
007, Lou, Cap. The whole game.
Why don't you just say everybody when you come on, man? Why you got to do all of that?
So I like saying that. I like doing it my way, 57.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Okay, sir.
Uh-oh.
Hey, look, no, I'm just getting on this call. Bring me up to speed. I hear y'all talking about Nick Saban in Alabama and all that. I mean, bring me up to speed real fast.
Well, y'all got to remember Nick Saban been around a long time. Nick Saban had a dynasty at LSU before he left LSU and went to Alabama.
Yeah.
That's what we talking about, Tane.
Yeah.
That man can coach.
Okay. I heard y'all saying keeping people at home and all that, too. So I was
trying to figure out.
I remember, what's the Maryland football coach name? That's the reason why he came home. He said the same thing somebody was saying about coming home and keeping the kids at home, not letting them go to all these big Ohio and Alabama and all that.
Yeah.
What's my man name?
Yeah.
He's from Maryland University. Mike, what's his name? Mike what?
I can't remember his name.
Yeah, but I remember that's why he came back to Maryland, because he was speaking on the same thing last year, something like that, which y'all was just talking about. He came home so he can keep the players here. So all them big schools, you know, won't be grabbing everybody, getting all the talent.
Timsley. But go ahead.
Yeah, that's his name. But no, I'm happy. I'm happy I knocked out this year. You know what I'm saying? I ain't seen that in a decade, so, you know, it's good to see something. But I believe, I hope Michigan can go ahead and do it, for real. I'm going with Harbaugh.
Yes, sir. Harbaugh.
Yeah, I like Harbaugh.
And their running game is like that.
I'm going to say this. For all the years that I've made fun and laugh at TCU, I got to go with TCU, man. I got to pull for them.
I ain't mad at you
for
taking the underdog.
Because they've been the laughing stock for years.
Lady T, bring them back around to reality. Tell them who the national title is going to be. While they're up there guessing.
Nobody's guessing. Yeah, what do you call Georgia? Man.
Huh?
Man.
I want, because she always got the facts. She always straighten us out when we go off kilter and don't know what we're talking about. That's why I said, Lady T, you know, let us know who the champ's gonna be.
Okay. Hey, T.
It's gonna be the Wolverines.
I'm with you, Devin.
Oh.
T, you better.
No. The reason why it's gonna be the Wolverines. I'm gonna tell you the reason why. I like that young quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Young, and he's 19. He's still learning. You know what I'm saying? He get a little ring under the belt. You know what I'm saying? Cause you know what I'm saying. Yeah,
no,
JT is
I'm
over with, Braven.
Listen to what you just said, man.
The Merlin turf win. I hope they do, but they not.
Who's just learning? You're going with the quarterback in a championship game who's still learning. Come on, bro.
Hey, you know what? Long as you listen to the coaches, long as you listen to Harbaugh. Hey, look, you got past Ohio State. That's not an easy task to do. You don't get past Ohio State, I wouldn't have this conversation. But Jim Harbaugh got him, you know, and you know how kids are. When you're 19, you're in a position like this. Hey, look, it's time to go forward. Get this national championship. Celebrate.
What about when the moment becomes too big? What about when the moment becomes too big?
Hey, you just going to have to overcome it. That's all.
Yeah,
he's been doing all season.
That's right. That's exactly what they're going to have to do, 007, overcome it.
All that motivational stuff sounds good right now until you stand there lying in the eye.
I mean, Michigan is averaging 6 yards per carry.
007 and Tang said, I can overcome it. I mean, hold on. Wait for the overcome to come. This guy's 19 years old playing with veterans, man. He playing with veterans out there. A lot of people don't say what the truth is. Ohio State wasn't that great this year. Michigan beat the brakes off of them, but they really wasn't that great this year.
What we talked about last week, game managing, right? I'm saying, hypothetically, in the playoff, you just got to take care of the ball. You got to be that game manager.
Bruh,
you take care of the
ball.
You
talking about a 19-year-old going against a quarterback that's been out there about to graduate from college. Should have graduated last year.
Right.
You got guys that came back that are five-year players that came back just so they could win the title again. Come on, man.
I mean, David told Goliath, what's the point?
This ain't the Bible, bro.
And you know what? Even in that situation, there were occasions and reasons that David had to do certain things. What 57 is saying that this young man is going to have to play a mistake-free, perfect game.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have all confidence that he can do that?
Yes, I do.
19-year-old going, and you know, it's funny you would bring up David and Goliath because I thought about that, but then I also realized Goliath came into that fight thinking he was going to win too. It wasn't until David caught him with that rock. Caught him with that rock in the right place that battle was over. Suppose that rock was 3-4 inches away from that necessary spot. This is what we're talking about. This 19-year-old quarterback can get rattled in the pocket, and then you got guys being overthrown, underthrown, and interceptions.
Then he's going to be out there throwing rocks, too.
No, but he got to take it. I guess what I'm trying to say, he just have to take care of the ball. And I'm rooting for him. I like Michigan. That, and I want Jim Harbaugh to get a ring. I mean, the national championship so bad.
Me too.
He deserves it.
I'm with you.
You got the Michigan blinders on. What was you saying, Earth said, Tree, just a minute ago?
He said the Terps going to win their bowl, and you heard it here first.
Oh, go Terps.
Yeah,
the Terps. The Duke's mayonnaise bowl, man.
Hey.
Hey, listen.
Hey, they can't help with a cold.
I'm serious. They can't help with a cold. No, they can't help with his name. No, they can't at all. But the Duke's mayonnaise bowl, every time I say it, I do,
hey,
y'all. I'm sorry.
I lost
and
count after the Kleenex bowl.
Yeah,
after they did that one, I lost. I stopped. The Kleenex bowl, I stopped. Forget it.
Taco Bell bowl. It's called the Kleenex bowl.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it is.
Aww.
Yep.
We got a bowl named after a knocking.
Whoever got going to spend that money to sponsor them, that's what they going with. They had the Mr. Clean Fiesta Bowl. They don't care.
Yes, they do.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Anybody that's going to pay some money and put up, they with it.
Hey, if we had the money, it would be the KL Corners Cotton Bowl.
Hey,
and we're going to do it. Let's get it going.
Well, no, it will not be cotton, damn it. It will not be cotton. We'll call it the Corners Cotton Bowl. You know, we'll call it the antacid tablet bowl or something. I don't know. But it will not be cotton. But listen, yeah, heartburn. What's funny to me, as I was reading through these bowl games, would y'all believe there is a Jimmy Kimball Bowl? Jimmy Kimball has his own bowl game. I was like, wow, yeah, wow.
He's sponsoring it.
Yeah,
it is
going to
be on. It's going to be on ABC, though, right?
Yeah. Debo said the Scott Tissue Bowl. Scott Tissue Bowl. This is what I can't wait to the Mr. Clean Plumbing Bowl, for real. I cannot wait for that one. That's going to be an all-day. Yeah.
The X-Lax Bowl.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh, my goodness.
There's a whole lot of stuff coming out there.
You ain't lying.
Yeah. Let's...
Okay.
I'm time out now. I'm sorry.
They got the Pizza Atlanta Bowl. They got the Rose Bowl, Pasadena Bowl, Cotton Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, the Orange Bowl, Citrus Bowl, the Reality Quest Bowl, the Music City Bowl, Arizona Bowl, the Gator Bowl, and Duke's Mayonnaise, the Alamo, the Cheez-Its, the Pinstripe, the Texas Bowl, the Holiday Bowl, the Liberty Bowl, the Military Bowl, Birmingham Bowl, the First Responder Bowl, Quick Lane Bowl, Hawaii Bowl. Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I can go on and on. It's about 50 of them.
Yep. I remember when they played all the bowl games on one day.
Right.
You
know, right
in front of your TV starting at 12 o'clock on Sunday afternoon until, was it Sunday or Saturday anyway.
Saturday.
They played by the
budget
Saturday.
Bowl.
You had the Gator Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, the Rose Bowl,
it's like 43
and Orange Bowl, Sugar Bowl.
Yeah.
Now it takes three weeks to get them all done.
The Tidy Bowl.
I can't with him, the Tidy Bowl. I can't with him.
Georgia, Michigan, TCU, Ohio State. Those are the four teams into the college football playoff system going for the champion of college football. That's Georgia, Michigan, TCU, and Ohio State. I've already let you guys know I'm pulling hard for TCU. I don't think TCU is going to win, per se, but I'm going to pull for those guys because I've been laughing at them for so many years. So I'm going to pull for those guys. Ohio State, I don't know if it's just me, but they pretty much, they're on the same page as Alabama to me. You know, every time you turn around, Ohio State is accomplishing something. And I'm not putting them down or belittling them because they've been good. I'm just saying, enough is enough, Ohio State. I'm sick of seeing y'all. Michigan, I'm kind of with you guys as far as Harbaugh and Georgia. I want to see Georgia knocked out. I'm just, you know, personal reasons, but I want to see Georgia knocked out of it all. So it's a flip between Michigan and TCU for me. You know, Ohio State can get put out. Georgia can get put out. You know, I want to see Michigan and TCU go for it, go at each other in the end of it all.
I almost sister to get mad at me, but
I'm good,
think Harbaugh fluked out. You know, he should have had the title 2 or 3 years ago when he had good teams. You know, so I'm not that enamored with. Yeah, exactly. You know, he wasn't able to pull the trigger correctly to win the games he needed to win. So, you know, whether he wins or not, I could care less. But they do have a good team.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think this might be a good year for him. I think this might be a good year for him, like Dusty. Like, you know how Dusty was? Not to get back on baseball, but Dusty was the same way. Like, he would have all these good teams, and could not pull the trigger at the end. He couldn't.
At the end.
But it seemed like this team was like, we're going to wheel our way for him. We're going to do it for him. We're going to make sure he gets this title, even though we wanted to, but we're gonna make sure he gets the title, and that's how they was playing. So I don't know. Michigan might do the same thing for Harbaugh. They might do that same thing for him.
Yeah. And like
if two teams from the same, like Ohio State and Michigan, play each other in the national championship, it'll be the first time two teams from the same conference play each other in the national championship.
Okay.
All right, so, John.
It's going to be a hell of a game, too.
Is that for real? Is that a fact?
That's a fact. I just looked it up. And be two.
I know you come off with some stuff off the top of your head.
No. 57.
You know what?
Put down the donut and Google it.
Hey, 007, okay. I love you, man. I'm just, you know, I'm fact-finding, you know. I've been watching the news all day long. I'm fact-finding. Give me a break.
All right. 563-999-3782. On that note, y'all, we're going to take a quick one, man. I'm doing what I like to do. Lady P doing what she like to do. I hope all y'all doing what y'all like to do. Yeah, talk back.
Whatever it is. The
NBA has released another draft of their top 10 teams, and they go as follows. The Boston Celtics are number one at 19-5. The Milwaukee Bucks are number two at 16-6. Phoenix Suns, number three at 16-7. New Orleans Pelicans, number four at 15-8. The Memphis Grizzlies are number five at 14-9. The Cleveland Cavaliers are number six at 15-9. The Denver Nuggets are number seven at 14-9. The Sacramento Kings, number eight at 13-9. The Atlanta Hawks, number nine at 13-10. And bringing up our number 10 spot is the Dallas Mavericks at 11-11. That is your new NBA top 10. Teams. Did anyone?
They don't
and
even
I
consider us.
Come on, man. You know, the Lakers came here Sunday, man, and Anthony Davis. That boy maybe should have stayed on the East Coast, man, because he's having a hell of a run out here on the East. You know, that weather or something ain't working right with him. On that West Coast, because that man, I saw from the parts of the game that I did watch, I saw a brand new Anthony Davis, especially when he played against the Wizards. So, you know, hey, what more can I get? The props where the props is due, man. And that boy is balling right now for the L.A. Lakers, but still, they're not in the top 10 either, you know.
Right.
Boston holding their spot strong, you know. They've been number one now since the inception of this top 10 team. So, you know, ain't too much we can say about that, you know. They're doing their thing, you know. That's bringing. Let's take a call. Let's bring Brother Ted in. Brother Ted, what's happening, man?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing, my brother?
What's up, Ted?
Hey, Kel Corner family, how's everyone doing?
Welcome back.
He's doing all right.
Welcome back
on his rainy day.
Good. What'd you say,
Kel? I know you didn't hear me. I said, welcome back from Jamaica, bro.
Thank you, man.
What?
I
thank you, man. I heard that.
Yeah, that's what's up. So,
go ahead, Ted.
How do you feel about this top 10 arrangement, Ted? You cool with it, you know? What do you think?
Well, that's cool. They standing is like it is. For it's still early in the season, you know, and that's what it is. You got a lot of injuries. You got a lot of people playing part time and half time or what have you. So, like I say, I mean, I just want to see how it looks after All Star break, you know, pretty much.
Right.
But other than that, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I knew Boston. I told y'all them duel is nice. He got them boys recognize who they are. The duel of Tatum and Brown. But then you got to throw Smart in there, you know, as far as that killer three headed monster. As far as you got the defensive end, so they. They just doing what they need to do, man. So that's it. But
it sounds like he's still on the island, bro.
I got this call, kid. I'm trying to wait for this guy to do my heater thing. But let me call you back. Well, take me off, Kel.
Okay. I
like
what I'm seeing from this Celtic team. I have to admit, I really enjoy watching these guys play ball. And I know that Udoka was this great coach for them, but what he's put into these young men, I see the other coach just has been able to come in and implement his style seamlessly. And these guys are doing the damn thing, to be honest. You know, for lack of a better term, they're doing the damn thing. And I know it's early, and like Ted just said, after this All-Star break, after Valentine's Day and all that, that's when the NBA gets real to me, in my book. That's when the NBA gets real. We've had the Super Bowl, the Pro Bowl, and all the bowls that is football will be done. So all attention goes to the NBA, and that's when it gets serious to me. Now, one thing I do want to say, y'all, I had the opportunity to watch the Clippers play the other night. John Wall looks dynamite with Kawhi and Paul George on the court, all three of them at the same time. And Marquise Morris even looks good with this Clippers team. So, man, hey, don't be surprised come after February, after the All-Star break, this Clippers team isn't one that's talked about as far as championship go. Seriously.
Well, y'all know.
John Wall was the perfect piece for these guys. The perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, T.
Well, y'all know it's trouble is brewing, like, big time in Atlanta. Because Trae Young and Nate McMillan has been going at it back and forth, at each other's throat. And he told Nate McMillan told Trae Young. No. Yeah, Nate McMillan told Trae Young, either you come off the bench or you stay home. So he stayed home.
Stayed
home.
And Nate McMillan Nate McMillan and Trae Young both are downplaying that. You know, they're both downplaying that now. They're saying that it wasn't a big to do, and it was just a misunderstanding. And you know, those are the things that they're supposed to say. But they're saying
misunderstand. You had a game to play, though.
And the reporters are saying, you know, when they feud back and forth like that, the coach almost never wins. Like, he might as well start looking for another job, especially if they can't get him on the right track. If they can't get them two on the same page, to be on the same page and agree to the same thing, it's somebody got to leave.
Yep.
Somebody's going to have to leave. Somebody's going to be out a job for a few minutes. Because you know it's only going to be a few minutes for either one of them.
And plus, you've been in the same spot for the last 3 years, and you haven't gotten any better?
Yep.
That's where the guy wanted us to blow up our team. That's where he came from. He wanted us to blow up our team. Yeah.
You back in.
I ain't messing with you, 57. Not today. No, sir.
Well, that's what he said. Mm-hmm. Well, didn't he 007?
Yeah, he
said we need to blow the Wizards up and start over. Now he got his number one player and his coach arguing with one another. He can't control his own squad.
In the public.
That's bad news. That's bad news for the Southeast Conference. That's bad news.
You know what I'm saying?
You've been running the Southeast Conference all that time, and you got a division like that. That's not a recipe of winning the conference or going really good in the playoff.
No, it's not.
Let me be the first to say this.
Mm-hmm.
These NBA owners, this media need to stop kissing these athletes' spoiled, pompous ass. And I'm going to say it just like that. They need to stop kissing these dudes' ass. I'm serious. I'm dead serious. Okay, you have a gift. You have talent right now. Right now. So we're supposed to have everything in an uproar and gone crazy because your coach made a recommendation to you. That's what the coach is there for. That's the coach's job. And everybody is not going to always like the coach's final decision. But guess what? He's paid the money to make those decisions.
My thing is this. If he is making that decision and there's some type of conflict in it, whatever was going on, I just feel like they should keep it behind closed doors. Like, it should never get out. Like,
no.
Whoever is leaking all this information to the public, they need to be fired. I'm talking about any person.
Yeah.
And they should make that a rule, like a stickler for a rule.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
anything. You going to jail, and I'm a fan.
Damn. Jail?
Yeah, you going to jail. Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah, because that's invasion.
I don't feel no sympathy for these owners. None at all. Because they elevated these players to this status. They elevated the LeBron James of the world to this status right here. They the ones went out and offered them all this money until the salaries raised so high that they had to. Yeah, and ain't seen them do a thing coming straight out of college. Now you want to get mad because your team or your number one player don't want to be playing for your coach? When did you get to that point where your player can start saying your coach got to go?
Yep.
Mm. Get tired of these overpaid and underperforming athletes, man.
Come on,
man.
It's the owner's fault. It's the owner's fault. Because if y'all do that, I suggest when everybody coming out of college, right? You come out of college, you play first, and then we give you this big contract. You ain't gonna get the big contract and then play start playing. Like, no, not my money. I mean, I know that's how it was done. I know that's how it was done, y'all. And that is why I am not an owner. Okay, that is why I am not an owner. Because Miles will be ranked totally
your job.
Well, Trace.
Or a parent. That's why I'm not a parent. Because I'm going to smack the hell out of both of them.
It's a little thing. It's a little thing that $1 million, that billion, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. And I'm missing a couple of millions behind my name, too. I'm missing a couple of millions behind my name.
Come on, Ted. What's your point, Ted?
That lady T brought out, that was interesting that she brought out the Trey Young in the situation and Nate and them, and I had been watching it, you know, and I'm saying, wow, I didn't know this was going on, but Nate gave him the ultimatum. But like I said, this now we're in the era of how this. The superstars, the quote-unquote, the superstars, the number one players of these teams, they made them that powerful, like you guys was commenting on, 57 and everybody else. You know, they gave them that power, man. They paying them these excesses contracts, you know, $40 million a year, $35 million a year, you know. So and the coaches ain't getting no more than $10 million a year as far as the top coaches, you know, pretty much. Right. But it ain't nowhere none what these players are getting. So, but it makes me wonder about Nate, because I think Nate is a hell of a coach. But I wonder why he got put out of Indiana, you know. So is he, you know, like, is he wasn't not giving in? Because Nate one of them old school players, and I guess he's one of them old school coaches now also. Because if you're not going to be playing or whatever, if you're not, you can play, but you're not going to start. And so Trey, I don't know what the whole situation is, but Trey decided not to even come to the game. You know what I mean? So,
but
Nate is old. Right, right. And so Nate is old school, you know, so but it makes – but whoever – if when it comes down to whoever got to go, it's going to be Nate again. I would hate – because they're not
–
and I ever did again, I don't know now because you got Trae Young is expendable now because, you know, you got – they got DeAndre Murray, man, whatever his first name is, but he's
DeAndre
nice.
DeAndre Murray,
yeah, he's nice. Yeah, but no, you got that. Let me finish. You got the whole other team, though. But I'm saying, but if you can get somebody, if you can get somebody else that Mike can be. But I'm thinking now, as far as, but really, it'll be Nate because they paying Trae all that money, and it'll be hard for. And he's the people come to see Trae and the team, and not Nate, you know. So the fans come to see Trae. Like I say, he's making commercials. He's one of them top players and stuff. So. Nate probably had to go, but I hate to see that, though. But they'll get it. I hope they get it together,
hey,
though. But as far as...
He'll find a job in five minutes. Somebody, he'll have a job. One of them got to go, though, bro. One of them got to go.
If they can't
get on the same page, somebody got to go. And I need they need to be gone quick.
And then as far as Wizards, you know, we'll get to see how they are now because Bradley Beal is hurt. So now we'll really get to see how they look without him, you know, and everything. Because I think Bradley's going to say again.
This could be the second time he got hurt and we got to see how they look. So
yeah, but this would be real extensive now because I'm sure he'll be out a longer time. So then he might be by All-Star may be expendable, you know, but I don't know how long he'll
be
out.
We're
going to
be a better team.
But
we're
going to
be a better
team
without Bill.
Y'all will be a better team without him.
Time out.
I know you're
going to
ask.
That,
go ahead.
Why wouldn't I say that I'm a hater? Why would I say
because
that?
Because say it all the time, Kel. I'm only saying it because right now we're stagnant out there with Bill on the court because he's still hurt.
Okay.
That's why I'm saying it.
So I'm in our actuality, Kelstradamus, because
and you know what, Kel? If you want to be right, man, just say you're right. We'll go ahead and go along with you.
Healthy. No, what I want to do is talk without being interrupted. That's what I want to do.
No.
I want to talk without
being interrupted. I'm sorry.
A healthy Bill hurts this team just as much as a non-healthy Bill. Because I've been watching the turnovers and the mistakes directly because of Bill. I hope you guys have been watching how the rest of the team runs down the court or defense while Bill is still at the other end of the court.
He never came back from his injury.
I can't wait for y'all to get rid of Bill and then really see what type of team, who y'all going to get for
Washington,
him or whatever.
Tell him again,
because
sis.
Y'all going to be worse than y'all ever been. I'm telling you. Y'all gonna miss
y'all
that.
About to be on a three-game winning streak without him.
You know what? I would wish y'all had never said nothing about trading that man or nothing. Watch what I tell
you.
Ace, and you will get it.
We just need him to get healthy.
That's what's wrong with Washington fans. I'm telling you, y'all ain't never satisfied. Y'all ain't never satisfied.
We just need him to be healthy. Exactly.
You
all are worse than the owners that you were just complaining about. You are worse than those owners making an excuse and pacify a dude because you consider him an all-star.
You're right. I am worse than the owner because I ain't got billions of dollars.
Yeah.
You're right about that. I am worse than the owner. I'm better. I'm trying to get enough money to get me a sandwich.
Oh,
I'm sitting up in here
hungry.
You're right. I'm worse than the owner.
I can get a sandwich.
I'm just letting you know. I'm going through couches. I'm going through couches and chairs and everything trying to find some change.
Hey, you do what you got to do, bro. You do what you got to do.
You know, get healthy. Bill will be healthy by January. Bill will be healthy. He'll be healthy.
Can I say
and
this?
We just need the team to hold on until January.
And not only hold on, but hold on. Not only do you need to hold on until January, y'all need to just stop saying stuff like that about Bill because he's the leader on the team. I know that he heard.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But you can't tell me what I can and can't say about my team. I watch them different than you
guys
do.
Yes, I can. Can you tell me what I can and say about my team?
When?
Why you can do it and nobody else can?
No.
I mean, we all watching the team.
First Amendment.
Listen, we all are watching the team. We all get to say something, don't we?
Trees, you just made a statement. Yes. You just made a statement. I asked you when. When did I say anything to you about talking about your team in any way that you choose?
Like two Tuesdays ago.
What happened?
Listen, that's too long. We can't go through the whole thing. But if we want to go through the whole thing, we was talking about my team.
Y'all don't want to know. Can I say this then? If we're gonna move on, can I have my turn now?
Hold on 1 second, Ted. I'm gonna come back to you. Let me make sure Kale's good first. Let me make sure Kale good, so we good.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Go ahead, Ted.
Go ahead, Ted.
Come on, Ted.
Go ahead. Okay. Yeah. Well, let me say this. Okay. As far as Bill, Washington needs, they play Bill without him, and they also play okay with him, but like you say, the ball moves better without him. It's more shared because it gets stagnant with Bill. Washington needs a big man. They need a little bit more girth, you know, because it proves if you get Anthony Davis scoring 55 points on you and getting it in the paint and dominating like that, they need a rim stopper. They don't have that. Porzingis is not that. And the forwards is not giving you that. I don't know what's going on with Gafford this year now, but he's not giving you that same blocking and blocking the paint
he should. He wasn't bringing that energy like he wasn't bringing the energy like he did last year. You talking about Gafford?
So my thing is, as far as if you trying to get rid of Bill and use him as a trade bait, I use him to try to move up in the draft to give me a draft pick because you got a nice group of centers that's going to be coming out, you know. And it's coming the game is
You got a lot of nice big man.
I don't know. Somebody might. Okay. I don't know. I'm just saying. Okay. I don't know. I'm just saying. But, you know, if they wanted to do that, if they wanted to shop around, what have you, and try to move up or get it as a player now. But I'm just saying what's coming in the future and what they need. They need a big man. They need some big, you know,
and
everything.
And let me just, we don't know what's going to happen in the future. A team could lose a player that's key to them, and they'll see Bill as that player to help them get over the hump to get through, and then they'll make that trade. They will make that trade and give up those draft picks or whatever it is, money or whatever. So we can't say never. We can never say never because anything can happen. Go ahead, Ron.
Hey, can I say –
I don't know what game
anybody been watching. Those big dudes, they've been playing superb. The only problem was that Bradley Beal is doing turnovers at crucial times. You can't have two turnovers in the fourth quarter expect to win games. And on top of that, as somebody said earlier, in transition, he's way back. While people been on a 4-3, and he's way back. Where is he? Where is he when we need him
hurt, on half the dude has been hurt. He has to come back from that first injury.
Right.
I keep telling y'all.
Watch. Now he's gone. Now that he's gone, Watch will be on the winning streak. Why can't they stop winning?
That's all I'm
watch.
He's been injured
If you got somebody that's holding you back because of an injury or because they're underperforming, of course once they go out, your team, you're going to start playing better because that's not holding you back. Bill has been hurt for the last 3 months. He hasn't been fully recovered yet. Y'all got
to
let this guy come back.
Down.
This guy's well, that's what they're getting ready to do. He's going to be out hopefully until about January so he can completely heal. But we need Bradley Beal, whether y'all believe it or not. We need Bradley Beal.
After the All-Star break. After the All-Star break, so he can really win.
As long as we can maintain and our coach can keep these guys to playing, that our record is good enough until the All-Star break, then, yeah, bring Bill back when he's healthy, and we'll make a run for the playoffs. I'm telling you.
With him on the bench, still.
I'm not laughing with you there, 007, because I love that team, man, and I don't like the way we're being coached, and I don't like the way – you know, where we playing. We do, like Ted said, we ain't got no bulk in the middle. But, you know, big men just doing us any kind of way. It ain't just on Bradley Beal.
Who's the biggest? Who is Kuzma?
He's one person. He got to come out
there.
Yeah. He got to come out there.
Kuzma and Gasper.
Lord, have mercy.
Ted was saying the exact same.
Gasper haven't been in the post. I've seen him in a post scoring.
He's in the post. He ain't doing nothing in the post.
But we're talking about that Gaffer has not been playing to the potential that we've come accustomed to. He hasn't.
Exactly.
He hasn't.
That's why we got to cover him because he do that.
Thank you.
He falls into a little slump, and then he's going to be hurt next, and then he's going to be on the bench. I seen this picture already. That's why, you know, when we got rid of him, I was a little sad. Just like when we got rid of Wendell Carter. I was a little sad. But they was a liability for us. They couldn't stay healthy. They couldn't be on the floor. People was dominating them in the middle. So we had to get rid of them. It was a must.
As Bradley Beal is starting to be for us. As Bradley Beal is starting to be for this Washington team. And he still wants to run around and control things with the same bravado like he the man, but dude, you're not. Crucial junctures of the game where they need you to step up and be that superstar. You just don't have that ability anymore for whatever reason. You just don't have that ability anymore. You know? So, and listen, I don't think there's anyone on this phone, on this call, that love Bradley Beal like I did. You know, can I tell you, Bradley Beal was my dude. Bradley Beal was my dude. To the point that when we got rid of John Wall, I said, okay, great. Now Bradley Beal can do his thing. And he's done nothing but disappoint. I understand the games where he scored a lot and he did things that was record-setting. But when the team really needs him, he throws a turnover. He has a misplay. He does something crazy, and then the thing that I hate the most, that I saw all day in Ramsey yesterday, playing with the Rams, somebody score or somebody steal the ball, you want to throw your hands up at your teammates like, what you doing? Slim, you was in control of that. That they stole. What in the hell are you doing? You threw that pass that I'm two feet away from you. You throw a ball with goddamn 60-mile-an-hour velocity on it. Why are you throwing it that hard and I'm that close to you? If I'm not prepared to catch that, it's going to be a turnover every time. And I've seen the other team take the ball out and dribble it to their side of the court, and Bradley Beal is still on the other side of the court. 57, I hear what you're saying about he's been injured.
Get your
or
phone,
whatever.
Bro. You're going in and out.
I understand what you're saying about he's been injured and all of that, but come on, bro. Come on, bro. You're not that injured to the point where you can lag back on defense. Because if you are and that coach is still allowing you to come in, then I'm not blaming Bradley Beal no more. I'm blaming the coach. I'm blaming the coach because you're allowing him to do this.
Hey, you know what? A lot of these player athletes do that, man. I see they make a turnover and stuff, and they don't get back on want to get back on defense and try to contest the shot or whatever. They just lagged out, whatever. And I've seen that a couple of times as far as Kevin Durant and other players and stuff. I'm like, man, Michael would never settle for that. Somebody steal the ball from him, he gonna at least try to chase them down to get the ball back or get a block. You know, but these guys just, man, they just stand there and don't even really try to get back or do any contesting of the shot anymore. Hey. They just want to let people go and have these things, man. So it's
As much as I've been on LeBron, that's one thing you cannot say about LeBron James. You steal that ball from his team. Anybody on his team, he's going to chase you down. And he's going to pin that drink to the backboard or knock it out of bounds. But you're not scoring. You're not scoring. That is one thing I have always admired about LeBron James. You steal the ball, the play's not over. And you find dudes, they steal the ball, they looking back, steady looking back to see where LeBron is because they know he's going to come and contest that shot every time. Every time. Mm-hmm. You got dudes that just stay in the backcourt and throw their hands up like,
what?
What? Bruh, is the game still going on? You know? Is the game still going on? Yeah. But you know, hopefully everything will work itself out. I hope whatever injury that the young man has, I hope it's not to last, you know. And you know, I like Bradley Beal. I truly did. But now what I'm seeing from him as an older athlete and the more time that he's spending on our team, I have to admit there are things about his game that I do not like. I do not. I just don't, you know. So, hey.
But he stay hurt though. He stay hurt, man, and he's just showing that he's can't be reliable to stay a full season without getting hurt, and you know how he is about when he once he get hurt, how he is about coming back, you know. So, yeah, it's a seesaw thing with Bradley Beal with you guys, man.
Do you think he's an asset to the team or you think he's harming the team, hurting the team?
I think he's a liability to the team. I think they should. Okay. He's an asset though as far as if they want to trade him, as far as him being trade bait, because teams would go after him right now in a sense, but it's kind of maybe hard now since he didn't get hurt the other day, you know, so they seeing that now. Oh, I don't know now, but before then, they should have tried to get rid of him like weeks ago or whatever when he, you know, would be able to trade. But still, he's an asset as far as trade bait. But as far as that team that they got now with the players with Kuzma, and you need Achimura to get the ball more. That's how he's going to be affected, because if he's not getting the ball more and being relied on to score more, he just stands around. You know, his game is he's supposed to be that scorer also, along with Kuzma and stuff. And then you got Porzingis. He's a scoring center and stuff. So, but then, like I said, you need that bulk. But Bradley can be gone. You just need somebody to run the floor. As far as your guard situation, you got your scoring and your big man. You know, you just need a guard that be able to stick that jumper when they need to, but he need to be able to distribute that ball.
All right, y'all. We got to move on, y'all. Great NBA conversation. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Y'all, like, I love that song. Okay, so here we go, guys. Week 13. Kel, you won last week, right?
Yep.
Okay. Congratulations to Kel, DFB Kel, of week 12. So let me, I just had to put that out there to my co-host. All righty, y'all. Week 13, let's start with the bottom. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Ugh. Eight picks, guys. Three people have eight picks. This week was another amazing week, guys. Like, we all are doing amazing picks. Let me just say that. Now, with that being said, 57, 007, and Miss Reese have eight picks. All right, guys, let's keep it moving. And if you haven't heard your name yet, that means you could be our new winner. 10 picks. See, it only gets better from here. 10 picks, guys. 10 picks. We have Lou from Jersey and Ma Batty. She should have picked me. You should have picked them all other people. You might have won. I don't know. Well, let's keep it moving, guys. Let's keep it moving. And if you haven't heard your name, that means you could be the new Week 13 winner.
007,
picks,
you ready?
What? 11 picks. Stop it, 57, Huckleberry. 11 picks. Meemaw. Cat. Darius. Kane. Kale. 12 picks. Y'all follow me. Everybody got that paper. I know y'all wrote them down. Y'all know it.
Kale, did you write all of this stuff down? Did you write all this stuff down?
Y'all know
yeah,
it's
on
me.
Point. She
y'all
on point.
Know it's me. Y'all know it's me. Week 13
I'm just saying.
Winner. Huh?
I need that same enthusiasm when I win. All right? That's how about.
No,
but go ahead.
I did do it.
No, you did.
Listen, guys.
You said,
week
you said
12,
my co-host.
DMV, I said my co-host. DMV,
yeah.
Hell. I gave you all
no
that.
Doubt. No doubt.
Yeah,
no doubt.
She gave you all of that so she could say.
Yeah. I won. I am going to do you the best. My DMV, my co-host. Yes. He did that.
You didn't know that the arrow was coming back to hit you in the back when she said, my co-host from last week, Kel, let's give him some credit. You didn't know it was an arrow coming back.
I couldn't see
it. Hey.
But I am the week 13 winner, you guys.
Congratulations. Good.
Thank
I'm
you.
Good. I'm glad you won. That way you can pay for me for next week. Thank you.
I can't
appreciate
get on my nerves. Get on my nerves, y'all. And that is it. We have, I am the week 13. Kale was week 12. Co-host to co-host, back to back. That's how we do it, okay? That's how DMV, Kale, and Lady T gets down. We'll be right back. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back. Quick. We'll be right back.
Mr. Bombastic. We order some bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover. Shuggy. Mr. Lover. Now, Mr. Lover. Girl. Mr. Lover. Now, Mr. Lover. She call me Mr. Bombastic.
Fantastic.
Me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Roe. Oh, Monty, call me fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Roe. Smooth, just like a silk. Half and cuddly, hug me up like a quilt. I'm a lyrical lover. Now take me thin or filled with my sexual physique. You know me well, Bill. Do me, yo,
Mr.
my
boss,
well,
and I'm fantastic. Mr. Bob,
let that go.
Ooh. congratulations, Lady T. Congratulations.
Thank you.
For all of us who don't know, the Rams have claimed Baker Mayfield off of waivers. Have claimed Baker Mayfield off the waivers. And, I was talking to an associate today at work, and he was telling me that Baker rubs people the wrong way. Actually, it was Cap. I was talking to Cap, and Cap was telling me that Baker Mayfield rubs folks the wrong way. Thing that Geno Smith used to do, Baker Mayfield seems to do it now. He comes with a bravado and an attitude. Like, I'm the man. Yes, I'm the man. Listen to me. Do what I say. But when it comes down to it, his performance is more than lacking, I'll say. His performance is more than lacking. Yeah, Baker Mayfield. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask y'all a question. If it was Baker Mayfield playing with Tampa Bay last night, would you have had the confidence in Baker Mayfield after a touchdown was called back that he would still get the job done and throw a touchdown in the waning seconds of the end of the game, fourth quarter?
I wouldn't have confidence in anybody else.
I don't
care who it was. I wouldn't care who it was. You don't see nobody do that type of stuff with Tom Brady, man.
And Mahomes.
Yeah, with that little trickery stuff.
Yeah, Mahomes gonna get you down the field.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it. I didn't even think Tom Brady was gonna do that last night.
There's a handful of quarterbacks that we can name that have that not just confidence but capability to do that.
In the league right now?
Yes. Mahomes can do it. Lamar Jackson can do it. And we saw his replacement can do it. Look, 57.
Garoppolo can do it too.
57 checked me checked the group and said it's unfair. The Ravens have two Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, and I watched that game.
Hey, look, that made me turn on that Ravens game. And that play where he scrambled for the touchdown, if that boy looked like Lamar Jackson, I say, goodness gracious, they do that.
But if you see
the picture,
they wear their hair the same. They look alike.
Yeah, they done cloned that boy. Nobody can tell me that. They cloned that boy. But
this going to pee some people off.
Give me some names. Go ahead.
One of these young quarterbacks going to win a Super Bowl before Lamar Jackson even goes to the Super Bowl. Lamar Jackson in the next 3 years going to be a big disappointment. As far as championship games go, see what you watch.
I don't think so.
Okay.
He hasn't learned
how to play like 007 always likes to say. He has not learned how to manage a game yet, and with Harbaugh back there, he's not going to learn unless he can get a vet. He's not going to learn. You're going to see for yourself.
What about his quarterback coach?
Right, I was going to say, he's supposed to have a quarterback coach. That ain't got
and who
to do
is
John
that?
Harbaugh.
Who
I
is
mean,
that? Who is the quarterback's coach? Because they just letting him, ain't nothing changed with him in there. My indictment then is not just on Harbaugh, it's on Harbaugh and the quarterback's coach since y'all brought that up. You're exactly right. He has all the talent in the world, but still – he hasn't learned how to manage the game. All he wants to do, what he does is he relies on his legs all the time. Not just when he needs to, but all the time because he feels like he can get out of anything. That's why he's hurt now and out of the game when they need him going down the stretch.
Well, Garoppolo is hurt too, and he ain't hurt on his own will. He hurt because somebody broke his foot.
I mean,
and
that looked nasty.
And now he's working with a damn third street quarterback, Purdy. I mean, which I got
good,
a lot of confidence
sis.
In. He's going to do the rush thing, you know. But, Lord, we can't catch him right.
He did play good to finish that game. But we know the NFL, dog. Once the tape gets out there.
No, Purdy is good. He got other stuff in his arsenal. He's been with the team for a minute now. He is a rookie. We got him, like, I think, second-round pick. But he was a great, you know, he was a good quarterback. I ain't going to say great.
No,
he
was Mr. Irrelevant, wasn't he? He was
Mr.
Irrelevant, wasn't he?
Yeah,
that's not a second-round pick. That's not second round.
Mr.
Irrelevant is the last. Yeah, so, but what all I'm saying is this is the NFL. How he plays once they have tape on him will let us know exactly who he is. Now, does he have attributes that I believe are winning? Yes. I like his decision-making. I like his arm strength. I like how he was getting that ball out of there quick, and there was no hesitation on him doing. He played with confidence to be a rookie just being thrown into the game.
You know what else I liked about that whole situation? Garoppolo go down, his foot is broke. Trey Lance's foot broke. I like how the defense stepped up because they knew they had a third-string quarterback out there. They knew they was going to have to keep the game close. So
the defense
came out and shut it down. Like, no points.
Yes, indeed.
No nothing. We ain't getting nothing. My quarterback is a rookie. And we know we gotta help him, you know, with some points. So that they came through for me, like they came through. I was nervous. I almost bit all my nails off, but they came through for me. They did. They came through.
Is it okay?
Now the next game,
is
I don't know
is
how
okay
we gonna
for
act
me to
in this next game because we playing the Bucks.
Speak on your team, sis. Can I speak on your
team? Yeah, absolutely. Girl, get out of my face.
San Francisco, right now. Is the one team, and I'm not just they're the one team in the NFL, because as long as Trent Williams and that offensive line is good, they can make it to the Super Bowl with a backup quarterback like Purdy, because they got every other element on their team, defense and offense, is moving in the right direction. That's the only team I can see out there that could lose their starting quarterback and still end up in the Super Bowl.
Can they win it?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about. Can they win?
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, and then we signed up the backup. Like this guy, Josh Johnson, the black guy, Josh Johnson. He has been on 14 different teams in 15 years and has never played a game, but he's played probably one or two games here and there with people, but. He's a good quarterback, but nobody won't give him a chance to just stay always being a backup. Like for somebody, we just signed him again. This is the third time he's been on our team.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm going to say this. I was very disappointed when Washington didn't sign him back because that young man looked good. He looked good.
He looked great
as a starting quarterback. You know, and we didn't sign him back. And I'm like, damn, what does the man have to do? And then it was brought to my attention. He has to not be African-American. Sorry. But that's what was brought to my attention. He has to not be African-American.
They don't want him to be black.
No.
Whoa.
No. I mean, listen. The NFL has already had its Doug Williams. They've already had its Doug Williams. They're not looking for another Doug Williams story. No. They're not looking for that. You know?
Lord have mercy.
Truthfully. A quarterback who was paid not to be, a quarterback who was said couldn't win it all, a quarterback who was said couldn't think to the capacity of a championship to win the champ. I mean, of a champion quarterback to win a championship. All this was said about Doug Williams. And it's the same thing that has been said about Joshua Johnson. The same thing. And I saw nothing but accuracy. I saw nothing but that split. I mean, And he played better than some of the guys who are the starting quarterback, you know? And I was like, why won't they give this young man a chance? You know, why are they so adamant on not signing him? And not just Washington, but other teams as well.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me, Carolina, y'all going to go with Baker Mayfield? And Josh Johnson just sitting on the couch.
Exactly.
Y'all going to go with Andy Dalton. Not to say bad about Andy Dalton, but Josh Johnson is a better quarterback and a better athlete.
Yes.
And we saw that last night with Andy Dalton. Just like couldn't throw his way out of a wet paper bag with a hole in it.
With a hole in it, with his head stuck to it.
Man, please.
Okay.
Please.
Let me say this. If the NFL could get rid of Baker Mayfield, they would have got rid of Baker Mayfield. But
they can't.
They just can't get rid of him like that. They got to filter that. This guy's salary is to a point. They got to filter him on through the NFL until some team filter him on out of the NFL. Well, don't nobody owe him nothing.
Like
but they ain't do who?
Tim Tebow like that?
No, they didn't.
Tim Tebow, but see,
like that. They ain't do RG3 like that.
Tim Tebow didn't have the type of contract that Baker, at one point, Baker Mayfield had the keys to the kingdom in Cleveland. He was on every commercial, everything. They had anointed that boy. Yeah, to the stadium. I mean, he had everything. But
he was lifting in the
what I wanted to say real, we talking about Doug Williams and the Commanders. What about that kissing your sister this weekend, bruh?
Wait a minute. Who kissing my sister?
Who kissed
the Redskins went out there and kissed their sister. I mean, I'm sorry. The Commanders.
I can't. He's talking about the Giants.
Yep. Come out with a tie. Not even a decision.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your analogy. Your analogy above my head. Your analogy was way.
Well, that's what the announcer said. That's what the announcer said right after the game on Red Zone. They said the Washington Commanders kissed their sister.
Hey, listen. All I'm going to say is this. Washington would have had enough points to win that game if the referees in the first quarter, when Terry McLaurin was interfered with, on the pass flag, picked it up and said no flag. Dude, if you see pass interference when it first happened, what in the hell went on to make you say, no, there was no pass interference? How is that? How do referees
they got together and they figured they had to come up with something. They got together. The man said it wasn't no passing.
Did you see the play? Did you see the play?
I saw the play.
You saw the play that I'm talking about, right? So you saw Terry McLaurin run in his quarterback's face towards the sideline. You saw him clip, then push by the defender. And this was before the quarterback released the ball. And you pick up the flag for pass interference. When I saw all weekend across the league, pettier stuff called as pass interference.
Right.
Listen, Washington finished that game with 16 penalties. 16. The Giants finished with 5. Come on, man. That disparity is ridiculous. Now, what I will say, Washington played a sloppy game. I will say that. Having illegal men downfield on pass plays. No 12 men in the huddle penalty. Two times they called a flag on Logan Thomas. And when they replayed it, the guys commentating the game in the booth said, well, I really didn't see that. Well, maybe the ref was privy to something down there on the field that we didn't see. Maybe he threw the flag and called this because he didn't want to come out and say he said the wrong words. You know, but as far as holding, blocking the back, all of these penalties, I'm telling you, hopefully the next week when the Giants and the Washington football team meet up, the referees will decide, let's call this game fairly. Because it was not called fairly at all. That's all I'm saying about that. So if they kissed their sister, the referee was holding their hand and forcing them to kiss. How about that?
Sound good to me.
I'll take that one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Sounds good to me how that one play cost the whole game.
No,
good explanation for me.
You know what? It did actually. Because if they wouldn't have called that pass interference, if they wouldn't have took it back, we would have gotten the 1 yard line. We would have gotten the ball on the 1 yard line, and that's 7 points. The game was tied.
And you're saying that set the tone for the game, though. That set the tone for the game.
And it set
the
tone
whole
for the game. Yes, it
the
did.
The whole game.
Yes, it did. Did you watch the game, man? Because don't come with these comments if you didn't watch the game, bro.
Excuse me, Kale. This is the freedom of the press, baby. I can say what I want.
Yeah. Well, the press sometimes sounds
First
like
Amendment.
That.
First, they voting on my watch. First Amendment rights tonight.
Okay.
They voting on my First Amendment rights
right
in Georgia tonight.
You got the right to sound like an ass. And right now, sir,
the
you sound like
now
an
you're
going to
call me a name and call me an ass.
Game, I said
he
you
didn't call
sound.
You, okay, I mean, 57. He didn't
hey,
call
look,
you one.
Hey,
sound
I said
like
you sound.
Sound.
Hey, look,
yeah,
hey, look, hey, sis. I don't care.
I know, I don't care.
We don't care else corner. He might say anything stupid. I don't care. Let me tell you
Once
something.
While,
y'all
I,
got
I
beat.
Will.
That one play. Go ahead, mute me. That one play didn't cost you the game, brother. Wise up and wake up, okay?
You know what? I know what it is. The Steelers won this week.
And we've been kicking butt for the last couple of weeks, baby. We've been kicking butt for the last couple of weeks.
He was
that's right.
His Oreo cookie this week. That's what it is. That sugar
that's right. That's right.
That's
right. And maybe you get to eat some. You won't get to eat none next week.
Nah,
I bet you
I
that.
I smoke a cigar, baby. I smoke a cigar. That's my.
Okay.
If you follow me on Facebook, you know. Every win gets a cigar. And this tie, this
well,
week got a cigar. Because guess what? It's a tie, not a loss.
I
so,
can't follow
what?
You. I have a hard time following anybody, so. I'll never see you on Facebook.
Well, ask somebody. Ronnie comments on it all the daggone time. You know, Meemaw, Tree, everybody commented on it all the time. That's my
mm-hmm.
thing. I smoke a cigar. But anyway.
Come on,
what you do when you lose?
57, give me your last word. I need a last word. Who on here? Who else on here?
It's
y'all. Come on,
57.
Give me the last word.
Hey, it's been, look, let's all remember to, hey, man, I don't even know what to say. Just boot for your team. Remember Kale's Corner. Don't forget us on this coming Thursday. Call in. We look forward to everybody's voice and everybody's opinion. Love you.
Oh, that was a good one. That's good. And that was 57, our Huckleberry. Kale and Ms. T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. Kale and Ms. T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We're going to love you so much more. Kale and Ms. T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Facebook at Kale's Corner and Instagram at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean. Okay? And listen to the broadcast there as well. Listen, you guys, enjoy your day. Enjoy your week. We will be right back here on Thursday at 5 p.m. Please bring someone when you come. We love you guys so very much. Kale, you have the very last word.
Hey, if you love them, they already know. Y'all enjoy y'all evening for the sports coming up tonight. Hey, Heartbreaking Loss USA, we all right. Y'all, you guys will do better when it comes to chance again. All right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
much fun it's gonna be together.